Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, lady!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh, look, we're back. It's a 15-minute morning show podcast. Yay, us. Yay.
Yay.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Sorry I missed yesterday's, but not really. Yeah, not sorry at all, actually.
You keep saying you're sorry, but you're really not.
No. Nope. Look. I can't get rid of Jingle Ball. It just lives on.
Cool.
I gotta get this changed. Anyway, so what did I miss yesterday in the podcast?
We talked about songs. Did we talk about songs we hate? I can't
remember. Yeah, songs we hate.
Songs,
scary,
Christmas
scary all
songs,
over Mariah right? Carey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, started off as songs we love, and then Scary turned it around.
Yeah. Scary shit all over Mariah.
Yep. Oh, God, that's just...
Sonically,
that was a tough one to listen to. Hey, so yeah. I think Straight Nate has an idea for today's 15-minute morning show podcast.
So we played, we played Butthurt, and I've asked you questions from Butthurt. But I feel like we need to get a little bit more into each other's minds here. So do you guys remember Inside the Actors Studio, that show?
Oh, James Lipton.
James Lipton, the host.
At if you were an orange.
He would always pull out that blue card, and he would have the Bernard Pivot questionnaire. And it's the questions that, I guess, I don't know, really determine who you are as a person. I really don't
oh,
know.
Oh, good, because we've right. been trying to figure that out
yeah.
for quite
yeah.
some time.
So I have the list here, and so I'm going to ask you randomly different questions.
Oh.
So, for instance, Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite word and why?
Oh, in general, so not a curse word. I really like the word embrace. I know that might be kind of weird, but I feel like it applies to a lot of things. So hugs are my favorite thing in the world. Obviously, I love it because of that. But I also think it's really important to embrace all of the things that are coming your way, whether they're good or bad. Just kind of accept it and learn to start dealing with it. And the first step in that is embracing it. I like
that
one.
Wow. That's
a good answer.
Very good answer.
Thank you.
I like that one.
I like that one.
Well, let's go. Well, I'm going to take a question. My least favorite word. I hate the word fine.
Fine.
Fine. Because it's not good. It's not bad. It's just there. I hate when I do something and somebody says, oh, you did a fine job. That was fine. Don't worry about it. No, fine means that you didn't do poorly. You didn't do well. You just did it.
No, like, fine usually well means you did something wrong.
It's like average.
If you tell a woman, if you know, like your girlfriend, for instance, okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? No, that's fine. When they say that's fine, it's exactly the opposite of fine.
Right.
Chances are you fucked something up.
Yeah, I'm fine. No, so you're not.
You rarely punctuate anything with fine because you want to continue the conversation and figure out what the fuck's wrong. Well, and it's not his girlfriend. They're engaged, by the way.
Yes.
Yes, your fiance. Yes, your fiance. Yeah,
so, for instance, Elvis, like if I have a conversation with you and, you know, I'm trying to get you to say something, you give your opinion on something, you say, it's fine, whatever. I know it's not fine. it's less than fine.
Well, I think we're all like that. Yeah. The word fine. So your least favorite word, obviously, fine.
Fine. Yes. That's indifferent.
I get that. Makes sense. I love embrace is the best and fine is the worst. Yeah. So far, I'm loving this 15-minute morning show podcast.
Well, good.
Ask me how it is.
How is it?
I'm embracing it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Fine.
Okay. Well, Froggy.
Yeah.
What turns you on?
The
not
wind.
Just women. Don't give it easy answer.
It sounds kind of stupid. I like making out.
That's not stupid.
No, making that's not out. Stupid at all.
I think the art of making out is better than what it leads to eventually. The art of making out is a turn on. The lead up to it, the art of making out. Yes.
Wait, hold on. Back up. There's an art. Explain the art of making out.
There is, because it leads up to it. It starts out, you know, it's kind of like a ramp. It's like a stairway. You ramp up to where you're going. But the art of making out is not just like, you're just like suck their face in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's an art to it.
That was so aggressive.
But what is the art? Mine's my question is, you're saying there's an art to making out. What how do you define the art of making out?
It's the way you work up to it. It's got steps, and you don't just not 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. You work your way up to it. And I'll tell you, obviously it's never going to happen for me because I am married and I've been with Lisa for 23 years at this point. But the one thing I do miss is making out with somebody new. That was always when you. No, I'm not being mean. No, I'm not being mean.
You don't remember that feeling?
That feeling of the first time? Yeah, because you're excited to do it. You don't know what it's going to be like. And then it finally happens and it's so amazing. No, I don't want to do it again. I can't. I'm not going to. But I'm saying I miss that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, having someone new, it's like opening a gift and you never know what's going to pop out.
Right.
I'll do it with you, Froggy. Froggy, I'll do it with you. If you really miss it that much,
yeah, I don't think Lisa would leave me if I made out with you, guy. I think that's safe.
That's fine. And you know what? We'll dance too. We'll do the art of the dance. Perfect. Like, I'll go in for a peck first and then, like, step back and be play coy.
A little teasing.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking Elvis. I don't think she'd leave me if I made out with Elvis either, but he's married. But you're married too, but I don't think Allie would mind.
Oh, Jesus.
It's such an uncomfortable time.
You thought this through.
What? It's such an uncomfortable time when you're just about to make out, but you're not sure if you should.
Yeah.
You know, I had a girl one time that's like, hey, can I see your gum? And I was like, what? So I went like this, and she just jammed her tongue in my mouth.
Were you like 10? I mean, that's so like weird, a very 10-ish line.
I was driving. Wow. I mean, I must have been 19 or 20.
You were driving. You were driving. What?
More questions about
you
that.
You are so full of stupid stories. I love you.
Sorry. He's like a book.
All right, next question.
So weird.
Danielle.
Yeah.
What sound do you love?
Oh, gosh. Oh, the sound of a child giggling. There is nothing better than a baby or a kid laughing because it's pure, it's innocent, and it's just happiness.
I like
that. That's a nice answer.
Okay, good answer.
Really, I don't even like kids, and I love when kids laugh. I love it. I'm like, well, that's cute.
You know why? I bet the reason why you love when kids laugh is you are the type of person that would probably laugh at the same thing.
Yes.
Probably. You know probably would. Peekaboo gets me every time.
We're all childish here. I think we all do that.
Yeah. Elvis, do you remember when you sent that video of those two little kids and they were drinking the soda or something
that?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They were laughing so hard.
They were just giggling the whole time.
Yeah, I love
that. All right, let's go with Garrett.
Yes, sir.
What sound do you hate?
Sound I hate. The cliche of the nails on the chalkboard or the fork going onto a plate, like when you're scooping something on the plate and then
that scratch.
Or there's another one in my house that people totally hate. Hold on, let me get it.
Oh, so we're going to hear it.
Yeah, right. Thank God.
So the placemats. This is my placemat.
Oh,
by the way.
I hate this. I hate this. Don't
oh, no.
do it.
What is this?
Ah! That would have been mine. That would have been mine. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
I don't like that sound.
Stop. Danielle's smacking her head.
See, I don't mind it, but yeah.
I encourage you to make that sound more often.
I got
All right, you asked for it. Here we go.
Oh,
do
my
it
gosh.
Again. Do it again.
No. The goosebumps.
Yeah.
Oh, chills. Okay.
Moving on. Elvis.
What?
What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Yeah. Why don't you think about it before you answer?
Are you sure? You want to go with that one?
You know what? It's just, it means so many things. Yeah. But it's, you know, when you're...
And you can add like an ing or an ed, or you can add to the end of it. You can use it. Can be a verb. It could be an adjective.
What the? Yep. You stupid fuck. You know, there's all these. It's such a versatile word.
You can add other words. Like you could call somebody a fuck stick. Like that's always good. A fuck head.
A fuckaroo.
Face. I'm a good
fuck face.
Exactly. So, yeah, the word is fuck. Thank you.
That's
mine was easy.
Yeah.
Do you think if Elvis was on Inside the Actor Studio and he answered just like that, what James Lipton's face would be like?
Okay.
James would love it. God rest his soul.
All right. Scotty B.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty B, what profession other than yours would you like to attempt?
Oh. I prostitution. Would like
to... What the hell? I would like to be a letter carrier. Like
USPS.
I always wanted to work for either the post office or FedEx.
Didn't you apply there or no?
No, I applied to be a garbage man. That's what I tried to do before radio, and I did not get hired.
That was a great job too.
Yeah, I'd be retired.
Sorry,
by
ended up
now.
Here.
I'd be retired. I'd own my house. It'd be spectacular. Civil service is great, but yeah. I think it'd be cool to be a letter carrier and walk around and talk to people and get exercise. I don't know. I just think that's a great job.
And by the way, they're not garbage men. They're sanitation engineers.
Sorry. I would have been a garbage man because I was a man.
Okay.
When? When was that?
When I was 18. Not anymore.
Before you got kissed in the car with the gum?
With the gum, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Skiri.
Yes.
What profession would you not like to participate in?
Would I not? Like if I wasn't doing radio?
Yeah.
And I had another job?
If you had no choice and this was the only job available, you wouldn't take it.
Oh, goodness.
What job wouldn't you do?
You know what? I wouldn't be an accountant. And it was the job that I was supposed to have had I not done this. And I realized how much I hated it. CPAs go through a lot of bullshit, especially around tax time. And I don't know how they sit there staring at screens, crunching numbers, and being all, you know, having to put everything in order. I'm not an orderly person when it comes to paperwork and things. And I lose people's folders and files and... I would be an awful.
I think you pretty much you have a good case for not being.
The only order Scary likes is when he orders food. That's his only order that he likes.
I hate anything in a cubicle.
Gets it right every time.
I hate 9-to-5 cubicle work, sitting there and dressing up. I hate all that.
I don't see Scary in a suit. I don't see Scary in a suit every day.
Sorry.
Okay. Last question. How much time do we have left, Frog?
3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes. All right. I'll see if I can ask a couple of people. This is the last question on the Bernard Pivot questionnaire. Gandhi.
Yes.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Ooh. Jeez. What would I like to hear God say? Maybe like everyone's waiting for you. All the people that I love. They're there. I don't have to wait on anybody else because they're already there. Whether they actually have left the earth or not, I just want to be able to see them and be there with them.
Mm. You got great answers. Seriously.
Yeah. Thanks.
Would you like one from the text message?
They answered?
No. They have a question.
How did they know?
They have a question.
I'm so confused. Oh.
If mayonnaise cured COVID, would Danielle eat it?
Probably.
Yeah, of course.
Be cured COVID. Wow. Son of a bitch, well, it better not.
Let's get back to the question.
Wouldn't that be hilarious, huh?
Elvis, same question. If God exists, what would you like for him to say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Well, you're assuming I'm going to arrive at the pearly gates.
Hypothetically.
So God would be like, what, do you have an appointment?
Are you lost?
Are you lost? I do not know. You know, hearing Gandhi's answer was just kind of great. So I don't know if I even want to try to equal as fantastic as her answer was. I don't know. What would you say?
I would like for him to say, surprise, I'm real.
What took you so long?
Yeah. I just want him to tell me, especially if it's now, that my dad's been doing a good job helping him out up there. Because I'm so convinced he's helping him out and he's a guardian angel to so many. So that would make me so happy.
That's sweet.
I just want him to tell me that I'm allowed in, not, hey, you're at the wrong gate.
Sorry, wrong floor.
Right.
What if we all show up and God is not even he and God's the girl? Then how dumb do we all look? Yeah. Hello.
He's going to tell me I can finally eat gluten.
Yes. There's no gluten-free in heaven.
Eating gluten in heaven.
I want him to be holding all of the dogs that I will have had while I'm here on Earth. They'll all be there waiting for me when I get there.
That's nice. That's nice.
I think he's going to tell Scotty that he can't shave his pubes up there.
Yep.
I wouldn't have to anymore.
There are no pubes in heaven, Nate. Jeez. Yeah.
Wait, it's just hairy.
Then I'm not going.
Then it's not heaven at all.
I don't want to be there. There's no
idea. All right, get out of here. Are we done?
We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for the idea. That was a great idea. Thank you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.